This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 7:07, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny skies today. High today in the low 80s. The big story comes tonight. It'll start to cool off. Low tonight, middle 50s. High tomorrow, middle 70s. And low tomorrow night in the upper 40s. McDowell County School Superintendent Dr. Jerry Martin was announced last night as Orion School's next superintendent. Martin has served McDowell County and Marion in the western part of the state since July of 2012. She's been working in education for 27 years now, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction prior to a role in McDowell County. The Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applications, which came from 11 states. In a press release sent out Thursday, the board said Martin's experience, credentials, strong communication skills, tenacious work ethic, and dedication to student learning makes her the best fit. Martin got her bachelor's degree in Spanish and politics from Wake Forest University. A few years later, she went on to Appalachian State University, where she obtained her Master's of Arts in Educational Leadership. She continued her education at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where she received her Doctorate of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations. Martin will take the position at a date to be determined in October. Once again, the new Superintendent of Schools for the Orange County School System, Dr. Jerry Martin. UNC system leaders have mixed feelings about a pilot program that proposes to counter falling enrollment at a half dozen campuses around the state by allowing a greater number of out-of-state students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The UNC System Board of Governors discussed the measure Thursday that could allow up to 30% of newly enrolled students to come from outside the state, affecting six campuses, including North Carolina A&T State University and North Carolina Central University. Those six campuses historically serve minority students. A final decision on the measure is months away, and the policy is designed to be on a five-year trial run. Board member Marty Kotis said he feared that the proposed policy would shift focus away from in-state students.
But I think we have to continue to remember the citizens of this state and why this university exists the way it is and why it's not a private university.
Kotis said that the board couldn't predict the impact of such a decision and believed that it could instead raise tuition for in-state students by shifting the burden of cost.
And without that hard data, and without knowing the exact cost of providing that degree to those students, I don't see how we can make any decision that's not just guessing.
The policy also suggested lowering the tuition rate for counties and states that border North Carolina as a system-wide measure. Kotis added that the policy could violate the state constitution of North Carolina. By law, enrollment of non-North Carolina freshmen is limited to 18% at public universities. The six campuses all saw revenues from enrollment fall in the past year, according to system officials. Though the policy won't affect the flagship university in context, from 2011 to 2012, UNC Chapel Hill saw a 0.5% increase in enrollment growth. Board member Hannah Gage said she believed there were other ways to help the struggling campuses in the system and said recruiting more out-of-state students would only be a temporary fix.
I think that you can look around the country and you can see campuses that have struggled before, that have become hybrids, that have done creative things with community colleges, and some of that, I think, should be part of the conversation before we ramp up the out-of-state numbers.
An economic advantage of the proposed policy is that almost half of out-of-state students who attend those six campuses stay in North Carolina after graduation, according to system figures. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Your local university's business school might have a tough decision to make in finding its next dean.
This year, we may be the leading school that is in the market for a new dean. So those who have it in their plan to move into administration one way or another will be looking at us, I'm sure.
That is the dean of UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication and chair of the dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School Search Committee, Susan King. She says she's spoken with a number of different business schools and that she's hearing that this will be a very sought-after job. In the U.S. News and World Report 2014 Best Colleges Rankings, UNC was named number 5 of the top public schools, and Keenan Flagler was named number 20 of the best business schools in the country. Jim Dean served as the business school's dean from 2008 through 2013. Before that, he served as the senior associate dean from 2007 through 2008, associate dean of executive development from 2002 through 2007, and associate dean of the MBA program from 1998 through 2002. King says Dean asked her personally if she would lead the search committee.
I think it's an honor to do that, especially to find the successor to such a successful dean at Kenan Flagler, who now happens to be a provost. So I'm really honored to have been asked to do it.
King says the process is likely to take a few months. She says the first task was to create the search committee, which is now made up of 12 members, not including King.
I think it's a very strong search committee. There are members of the faculty. There are members of the staff at Kenan Flagler, and there are also very successful alums. There is one student, so it reflects the many constituencies of the Kenan Flagler School.
She says the first goal of the committee was to decide the best way to find the top candidates.
We decided that we needed to hire an outside search firm that would really have a national and, in fact, a global perspective on what the talent pool would be. That firm was chosen at our last meeting out of three firms.
King says Korn Ferry International has been contracted to assist in the search. The most recent meeting of the search committee was August 22nd. Next meeting has not been posted, and all meetings are likely conducted in closed session as authorized by the North Carolina Open Meeting Law. King says the next task for the committee is to create a job description so it can officially begin advertising the position and start accepting applications. Longtime faculty member and former dean of Kenan Flagler, Jack Evans, has agreed to fill the position in an interim role until the position is filled. King says he told her he didn't want it to be a prolonged stay.
We're hoping that we can interview candidates in this semester and identify someone for the chancellor and for the provost, so that we could know by next semester who the new dean would be.
To see the list of the search committee members, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina Representative Valerie Fushi of Chapel Hill says she's not naming any specific names when it comes to who she wants to see take her place in the House.
There are several people who I think are well qualified. There are a couple who I think are uniquely qualified. And I think that each candidate should be judged on his or her own merit.
Fushi represented District 50 for all of 9 months. She was nominated for the Senate seat representing District 23 on Sunday to take the place of eight-term Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
When I spoke with the governor's office on yesterday, they had not received the paperwork, but I was assured that as soon as the office has the paperwork, that the proclamation will be signed by the governor and the secretary of state.
So far, Tommy McNeil of Orange County is the only person to announce his intention to file for that open seat. The application period for the seat will open once Governor McCrory officially accepts the nomination. Former Senator Kinnaird, well before she announced her resignation, said she wanted a strong female to take her place. Representative Fushi says she's not as much worried about the gender of her successor.
Anybody who is willing to serve, to make the effort to get out there and do the work, to be accessible to constituents when they come by or when they call, a person who's willing to make the connections between the citizen and the state agencies whenever appropriate. We need somebody who is going to be a good caucus member.
Representative Fushi and whoever takes her place in the House will serve out the remainder of those two terms, which will be voted on again November 4th of 2014. So it's not long. And Orange County commissioners have some ideas on where the next library in Orange County ought to be. That story coming up after this. Time for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events. It's a lot of fun at University Mall in Chapel Hill. You can check them out online at southernseason.com. Now with your morning traffic, which is beginning to increase, here is Rand Northam.
Yeah, we are seeing more cars out on the roadways right now, that is for sure. 15501 northbound, seeing a small delay between Manning Drive and NC54. Things aren't moving too badly, though. Things are moving smoothly this morning as we get the commute going here just past the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any additional delays. No accidents out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Everybody just be safe out there.
That's right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today and talk about an engagement ring if you've got that on your mind, or maybe a custom piece of jewelry you've been dreaming up for years. Grimble's can put it together for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 69 in Carborough, 70 degrees in Hillsborough. Partly sunny today, high today in the low 80s. Really nice, pleasant day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance for showers, and the low tonight in the middle 50s, which is relatively cool. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the middle 70s. But tomorrow night, really chilly with the lows in the upper 40s. How about that? On Sunday, mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. So definitely a turn for the cooler. On the way.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time 718. County commissioners want to take a closer look at three possible sites for a branch library, including a new location on Brewer Lane in Carborough. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
As Orange County officials continue the search for a site to build the southwest branch of the Orange County Library, commissioners say they want to explore the possibility of putting the library in a yet-to-be-built mixed-use development on Brewer Lane in Carborough. Board Chair Barry Jacobs says such a collaboration could have economic advantages for the town and county.
If we bring people to Brewer, then that will enhance the economic development in downtown Carborough, which benefits Orange County. It's a destination site. They will go there, park their car, or get off the bus, and they will walk around.
County staffers said the Brewer Lane site was preferable to other downtown Carborough locations suggested by the Board of Aldermen. A town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro would likely pose access and parking challenges, while space in the 300 East Main development would be too expensive. And a suggestion that the county look into buying the property at 201 North Greensboro, currently owned by CVS, was quickly shot down. Here's County Planner Michael Harvey.
The main issue here for us is, number one, the property is not for sale. And number two, we believe that the cost of procuring the property will be extreme. And quite honestly, we believe money could be spent better in other forms and fashions.
In addition to the Brewer Lane site, the board also expressed interest in a site on Hillsborough Road, adjacent to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, as well as a site on Fidelity Street next to the Westwood Cemetery. All three locations would need to be vetted by planners, engineers, and technical consultants. The in-depth analysis could cost as much as $15,000 per site. The board agreed that if technical analysis ruled out one of the three, county staffers should reconsider the parking lot at 203 South Greensboro as an alternate site. No matter where the branch ends up, commissioners say they want to be clear it won't be a duplicate of the Chapel Hill Public Library or the main library in downtown Hillsborough. Once again, Barry Jacobs.
Because the Chapel Hill Library already exists so close, we want to be clear we're not going to duplicate services with the Chapel Hill Library. We're not doing a 20,000 square foot library. We're doing a library that serves the southwestern part of the county.
Officials say the public will have a chance to weigh in after the analysis of each site has been completed. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Pennsylvania judge's order stopping a suburban Philadelphia court clerk from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples leaves their legal status unclear. Montgomery County Register of Wills Bruce Haynes said yesterday he might appeal, and other legal actions are pending or in the works. Haynes says he'll comply with the decision by Commonwealth Court Judge Dan Pellegrini. Haynes says he thinks his 174 licenses he handed out are legally valid. Pellegrini says Haynes doesn't have the power to decide on his own whether Pennsylvania's same-sex marriage ban violates the state constitution. A federal lawsuit challenging the same-sex marriage ban is pending in Harrisburg, and a couple who got a license from Haynes recently filed a lawsuit in Commonwealth Court that in the state of Pennsylvania. WCHL News Time is 7:21. Time for championship sports. Brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. It might be Friday the 13th, but there's no nonsense from Tar Heel football head coach Larry Fedora as his team takes advantage of the bye week to prepare for its huge ACC opener against a tricky triple-option offense of Georgia Tech. This is a team you need an extra week to get ready for.
Yeah, we've come just in a couple of days of our guys working on the triple option. Defense is starting to get the game plan. Offensively, putting in a game plan. of what we know about Georgia Tech at this time, was which isn't a whole lot. You're basically making decisions based off one game. They played Elon. This is a new defensive coordinator in Ted Roof. And then you're trying to make some decisions off of what he did when he was at Penn State the year before.
Now, let's get this out of the way. Coach Fedora served as offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State from 2005 through 2007. Despite all the recent accusations of players getting paid at that program, Coach Fedora says he never saw anything suspicious during his time with the Cowboys.
Nothing. You know, and let me tell you, I'll tell you this. There was no doubt in my mind and every guy on that staff that it was clear from that administration and Mike Gundy that you were going to do things right there. No doubt.
Now, back to what's happening now at Carolina. Changing the culture at Carolina has always been a main focus for Coach Fedora. He says he was impressed with the student section or the tar pit against Middle Tennessee State.
I think, I tell you what, if you looked at that tar pit, our student section did an awesome job. I mean, they were awesome. I mean, they were there early. They had a great time. I mean, they're the thing that our team feeds off of. You know, we're still in the process of changing the culture.
Of course, he didn't mention the almost empty blue zone at the other end of the stadium. How will the Tar Heels defend against a frustrating Georgia Tech option offense? After all, Yellow Jacket head coach Paul Johnson's team put up a demoralizing 68 points on Carolina in Chapel Hill a year ago. Coach Fedora says the key to success against that offense is all about discipline.
You got to be very disciplined. I mean, you have to be very disciplined. Somebody has to have the dive. Somebody has to have the quarterback. Somebody has to have the pitch every play. And then Paul's going to do a great job of scheming you with different formations and unbalanced looks, try to outnumber you. I mean, there's if they're balanced, you got to be balanced. If they're unbalanced, you have to be unbalanced. And then he's going to go where the numbers are.
Peering ahead to the Thursday night pregame festivities coming to Franklin Street for the Miami game on October 17th, Coach Fedora was asked about that yesterday, and he says he hopes Tar Heel Downtown becomes a yearly tradition for our community.
You know, I think there a lot goes into having a Thursday night game here, first of all, with the community and the university. And so I think it's a great thing that the university and the community is coming together to just make it a great night, you know, have fun and just everybody hang out on Franklin Street and have a great time. So I think it's a great idea, and I hope it's something that catches on and we do in the future.
Kickoff time for Carolina and Georgia Tech a week from tomorrow is set for noon on Saturday, September 21st in Atlanta. Yes, it's another one of those really early games. The game will be televised by one of the ESPN networks to be announced soon. And WCHL is fired up for the contest starting bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning a week from tomorrow with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel football on our website, chapelbro.com. Be sure and click on Huddle Up with the Heels. Top-ranked North Carolina women's soccer team got goals from Paige Nielsen and Kalia Ojai to ease past number 22 Virginia Tech last night. 2-1. That was in front of more than 1,400 fans at Thompson Field at Virginia Tech. The victory was number 750 for UNC head coach Anson Dorrance's coaching career as he improved to 750, 49-29 in 35 seasons at the helm. He also coached Tar Heel men to 172 wins from 1977 through 88. So his combined win total now stands at 922 career wins. After the win, Dorrance said the milestone victory is telling of the players he's had over the years.
Dave just shared it with me. I was not aware of that. I think what that means is I'm hellaciously old. I think that's a factor. And it also means we've recruited great rosters over time. We've had some great players. And there's great longevity for me in the women's game. I was there at the beginning. And I think it's a testament to the fact that when the game started, I was involved in women's soccer, and I'm still here.
As Carolina women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance, Carolina with this win last night opened its ACC season with a victory and improved 7-0 overall, heading into a 1 p.m. matchup on Sunday against number 8 Notre Dame at Fetzer Field on the UNC campus. Sunday's game will be nationally televised on ESPN3 and also broadcast live right here on WCHL. Tickets are on sale now at the GoHeels.com Ticket Center. All tickets, $5 for general admission with UNC faculty, staff, and students admitted free with their UNC One cards. And in other sports this morning at Carolina this weekend, top-ranked women's field hockey team and the surging volleyball squad will be busy. In field hockey last weekend, the team emerged victorious from the ACC Big Ten Challenge at 2-0. Tar Heels capped off the weekend with an impressive 3-1 win against number 13 Iowa on Sunday. Coach Karen Shelton says she was happy with a quick start. This weekend, undefeated Carolina will return to the cozy comforts of Chapel Hill to play Old Dominion today at 6 p.m. and Radford on Sunday at 1. Head on out to Francis Henry Stadium this weekend and enjoy the beautiful weather and free admission. In volleyball, Carolina ranked number 18 in this week's poll. Tar Heels are undefeated, 6-0. Best start for the season since 2002. On tap of the weekend, Tar Heels will host Albany, George Washington, and James Madison in the 17th annual Carolina Classic Tournament. In Carmichael Arena, UNC takes on George Washington at 7 o'clock tonight. Admission is free for all Carolina Classic matches. And believe it or not, Tar Heel basketball action is around the corner, and they have released the schedule. We'll tell you about that next hour on WCHL. It's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Did you know that I named the hostess group for football recruiting at UNC? This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The infamous five-part series on SI.com indicting the Oklahoma State football program for everything from gifts to girls reminds me of how I was involved with the first football hostess group at UNC. Not like that, numbnut. The Tar Heel hostesses were from the get-go great young ladies who did what they were asked to do, greet high school players when they came on campus for big recruiting weekends. They still do. I was just out of school writing for the old Chapel Hill Weekly when then-coach Bill Dooley came up with the idea. One of the Carolina cheerleaders named Laylee McNair did not make the cut when tryouts came around, and she asked Dooley how she could stay involved with the Tar Heel football team. Not like that, numbnut. Dooley wanted to help Laylee, whose brother Fred McNair also went to UNC and later became a Davis Cup tennis star. He decided to start a hostess group, like his older brother Vince had at the University of Georgia. So he had a couple of student organizations on campus put the word out. But Dooley had one problem that he asked me about. Dooley said in his Mississippi drawl, "Hey, Art, we're lining up this group of young co-eds to show recruits around campus when they visit. But, hey, I can't think of a name for them. Can you help me? You're a writer." "Sure, Coach," I responded. I thought about it for a while and said, "How about the Sweet Carolines?" Neil Diamond had just released a song by the same name, and it seemed to fit, although no one realized what staying power that ditty would have from Chapel Hill to the eighth inning at Fenway Park in Boston. Dooley's blue eyes lit up. "Sweet Carolines. Hell, Art, I like that. We'll call them the Sweet Carolines." And that's what they were called for, I guess, 20 years, until PC stopped meaning privileged character and became instead political correctness. The Sweet Carolines were renamed the Carolina Blues, and they have their picture in the football program on the same page with the cheerleaders and dance team. But they never asked me or Coach Dooley to get involved. Not like that, numbnut. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with a Heel section.
Shotguns to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's family pack tonight. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. High today in the low 80s. Really nice, pleasant day. Tonight partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain with a low in the middle 50s. Kind of cool. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night clear skies. Lows in the upper 40s on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny. It'll start to warm up again with a high in the upper 70s on Sunday.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett in flooded Boulder, Colorado.
This is unspeakable, and it's going to get worse, they say. Never seen anything like this.
Correspondent Barry Peterson.
It has been a tough night for the people of Boulder. As the creek kept rising, it runs right through the heart of town. Evacuations were ordered. Now an estimated 4,000 people chased out of their homes. And when people get up and try to go to work this morning, they're going to run into intersections all over town deep underwater.
Boulder resident Pam Hayek says it was time to evacuate.
The fire department came and pointed out that we were potentially in a dangerous situation since there were rocks, a rock formation up above our house that could give way.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says much of his state is getting dumped on.
I'm not sure anyone laid out a scenario where Boulder County, you know, in every single canyon from Coal Creek right up to Safe Rain, got, you know, close to 8 inches of rain in a 24-hour period.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. McDowell County School Superintendent Dr. Jerry Martin is now the new Orange County Schools Superintendent. That was announced last night. Martin has served McDowell County and Marion in the western part of the state since July 2012. She's been working in education for 27 years now, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction prior to her role in McDowell County. The Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applications, which came from 11 states. In a press release yesterday, the board said Martin's experience, credentials, strong communication skills, tenacious work ethic, and dedication to student learning makes her the best fit. She got her bachelor's degree in Spanish and politics from Wake Forest. A few years later, she went on to Appalachian State, where she obtained her Master's of Arts in Educational Leadership. She continued her education at UNC Greensboro, where she received her Doctorate of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations. Again, Dr. Jerry Martin will take the position of Superintendent of the Orange County Schools at a date to be determined in October. County commissioners want to take a closer look at three possible sites for a branch library. This has been a long time in coming. They're talking about specifically a new location on Brewer Lane in Carrboro. That seems to be the favorite. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
As Orange County officials continue the search for a site to build the southwest branch of the Orange County Library, commissioners say they want to explore the possibility of putting the library in a yet-to-be-built mixed-use development on Brewer Lane in Carrboro. Board Chair Barry Jacobs said such a collaboration could have economic advantages for the town and county.
If we bring people to Brewer, then that will enhance the economic development in downtown Carrboro, which benefits Orange County. It's a destination site. They will go there, park their car, or get off the bus, and they will walk around.
County staffers said the Brewer Lane site was preferable to other downtown Carrboro locations suggested by the Board of Aldermen. A town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro would likely pose access and parking challenges, while space in the 300 East Main development would be too expensive. And a suggestion that the county look into buying the property at 201 North Greensboro, currently owned by CVS, was quickly shot down. Here's County Planner Michael Harvey.
The main issue here for us is, number one, the property is not for sale, and number two, we believe that the cost of procuring the property will be extreme, and quite honestly, we believe money can be spent better in other forms and fashions.
In addition to the Brewer Lane site, the board also expressed interest in a site on Hillsborough Road adjacent to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, as well as a site on Fidelity Street next to the Westwood Cemetery. All three locations would need to be vetted by planners, engineers, and technical consultants. The in-depth analysis could cost as much as $15,000 per site. The board agreed that if technical analysis ruled out one of the three, county staffers should reconsider the parking lot at 203 South Greensboro as an alternate site. No matter where the branch ends up, commissioners say they want to be clear it won't be a duplicate of the Chapel Hill Public Library or the main library in downtown Hillsboro. Once again, Barry Jacobs.
Because the Chapel Hill Library already exists so close, we want to be clear we're not going to duplicate services with the Chapel Hill Library. We're not doing a 20,000 square foot library. We're doing a library that serves the southwestern part of the county.
Officials say the public will have a chance to weigh in after the analysis of each site has been completed. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC system leaders have mixed feelings about a pilot program that proposes to counter falling enrollment at six campuses around the state by allowing a greater number of out-of-state students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The UNC System Board of Governors discussed the measure Thursday that could allow up to 30% of newly enrolled students to come from outside the state, affecting six campuses, including North Carolina A&T State University and North Carolina Central University. Those six campuses historically serve minority students. A final decision on the measure is months away, and the policy is designed to be on a five-year trial run. Board member Marty Kotis said he feared that the proposed policy would shift focus away from in-state students.
But I think we have to continue to remember the citizens of this state and why this university exists the way it is and why it's not a private university.
Kotis said that the board couldn't predict the impact of such a decision and believed that it could instead raise tuition for in-state students by shifting the burden of cost.
And without that hard data, and without knowing the exact cost of providing that degree to those students, I don't see how we can make any decision that's not just guessing.
The policy also suggested lowering the tuition rate for counties and states that border North Carolina as a system-wide measure. Kotis added that the policy could violate the state constitution of North Carolina. By law, enrollment of non-North Carolina freshmen is limited to 18% at public universities. The six campuses all saw revenues from enrollment fall in the past year, according to system officials. Though the policy won't affect the flagship university in context, from 2011 to 2012, UNC Chapel Hill saw a 0.5% increase in enrollment growth. Board member Hannah Gage said she believed there were other ways to help the struggling campuses in the system and said recruiting more out-of-state students would only be a temporary fix.
I think that you can look around the country and you can see campuses that have struggled before, that have become hybrids, that have done creative things with community colleges, and some of that, I think, should be part of the conversation before we ramp up the out-of-state community.
An economic advantage of the proposed policy is that almost half of out-of-state students who attend those six campuses stay in North Carolina after graduation, according to system figures. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:38. News around town. The Orange County Department on Aging is hosting a food truck rodeo next month at the Seymour Senior Center. On October 10th, food truck tests American Meltdown, Mama Duke's, Parlez-Vous Crepes, Forget About It, Old North State Barbecue, and Tar Heel Creamery will all set up at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill from 4:30 until 8 p.m. Registration is not required, but the event organizers are asking for a voluntary RSVP to gauge how many people to expect. You can do so by calling 919-968-2070 by October 3rd, and we have that contact information on our website. And even though this is being held at the Senior Center, it is not just for seniors in Orange County. It is for anyone in the community who wants to come out and have a good time. A food truck rodeo, that is October 10th at the Seymour Senior Center on Homestead Road. 7:39 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here, along with Rand Northam. And Rand, what is happening at chapelboro.com?
Well, Greg Barbera has a new On the Hunt column on China Walk at Timberline. Gotta say, that's one that I frequent. A great restaurant there. As always, he tells a little narrative and adds some color to the piece as well, so you'll want to check that out.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
definitely. I love that color and that extra narrative.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Valerie Boyle is a local physical therapist. She gives some great tips on how to isolate your core muscles, and boy, that would be good to know for me right now, with some info on just learning a little more about your core area and everything it does and entails. And includes a great YouTube clip as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adding all kinds of different elements to our columns these days, which is excellent. We appreciate all of our writers. And if you want to be a writer, you can send an email to Zach Godwin or Jordan Rogers. It's zach@chapelboro.com or jordan@chapelboro.com. And we'd love to have you on our website, chapelboro.com.
And or you can go out and run 3 miles with Rand, and he'll explain it to you.
Yeah, not these days. I'm going to take off until Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with my, I told you my calves yesterday were sore, and I think I might have hurt something, so I'm going to give it a couple days and then try it again on Sunday.
Shoot. Just wait until you get older.
Yeah.
You hurt something by getting out of bed in the morning.
Not looking forward to that.
You shouldn't.
One more thing to let you know about. We've got the gallery of the day in our photos, the RSVVP Awards. And, Ron, I know you were there. So
yes.
You might pop up in a couple of those photo gallery or those photos as well in that gallery. Lots of great galleries by Susan Murray. No football gallery from this weekend, but we'll have another one for you coming up in 2 weeks for a home game, that's for sure.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, Irene Brigham was a hometown hero here on WCHL. And I put something on my Facebook page about Irene because we saw her. Lauren Stafford and I were there, and we saw her at the Sienna Hotel the other day.
I saw you a picture of you laying some sugar on.
Well, some sugar on. Anyway, Irene Brigham deserves all the recognition she used to get. She goes, she's taken that RSVVP program, which stands for Restaurants Sharing 5 and 5%, to feed the areas hungry. It goes through the IFC. Yep. Anyway, she deserves so much credit for keeping that alive. She's an absolute machine when it comes to going out and getting people to participate.
That's great.
So,
really
anyway.
Good stuff.
Yeah, go look at that photo gallery. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll look forward to it.
Don't forget to make your college picks, too, if you haven't made them. I think it's still open.
We got a lot of people participating in
it. We sure do. It's really good.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can, I guess, is what I'm going to say.
Are you still right up there at the top?
I'm in second right now behind Aaron. Zach and I are in second. Aaron's got a one-point lead on us, and you're middle of the pack.
I'm somewhere in the middle, so you don't have to.
You're really only, I think, 2 points away. I mean, it's not a big jump at this time. We'll see how this week goes.
I'm going to start making my picks based on the color of the uniforms.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you that I'm one of the only ones, I think, who picked Texas A&M over Alabama this weekend.
Yeah.
So that could be a deciding game.
Yeah, that should be.
Yeah.
I was watching Texas Tech last night and watching those uniforms. I love their uniforms. Gray.
Yeah.
Gray.
Yeah. Is Tommy Tuberville still down there, I think?
No.
He's not at Texas Tech anymore.
No. I got a new coach, and I saw a sign last night. And said, I can't even remember the guy's name, but had a new sign last night. It says, our coach is hotter than yours. He's like a guy who's like 33 years old or something.
Ah, gotcha.
My goodness.
That's funny.
7:43 at WCHL. Coming up next, Terry Tyson talking about exactly the same thing that Mayor Mark Kleinsmith was fired up about yesterday. But doing something with that abandoned Volvo dealership, that is on the way on WCHL.
This is Jackie Halvey. I love Carrboro. It's so edgy and trendsetting that it's practically French. In fact, our high concentration of art galleries and related facilities and services has earned us the nickname the Paris of the Piedmont. No easy task, but Carrboro does it brilliantly. In fact, Carrboro does it with an edge. Think about it.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Good morning. It is 7:45 at WCHL, 72 degrees now.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. I've driven by the abandoned former Volvo dealership almost every day for several years now, and I find it incredible that the leadership in Chapel Hill has not speedily found a solution to remedy this symbol of economic distress. It is the result of the many rules and regulations the town of Chapel Hill inflicts on any business that dares to apply for approval to operate or locate here. We lost a movie theater at Elliott Road for these very reasons, and the land was already there. Surely an expedited procedure could be adopted in a case like this. It's not the image we want to project when visitors and prospective businesses take a look at us. Many cities and towns have economic development as priority number one. They believe bringing business to town promotes prosperity, relieves the tax burden on homeowners, and provides much-needed jobs for its citizens. Not Chapel Hill. It is the opposite. We spend countless hours prohibiting things that might affect Jordan Lake. We worry about a tree being cut down on someone's private property. We work hard to prove we are the most politically correct town in North Carolina, or the world for that matter. But at the same time, our tax rate continues to skyrocket, and our town has become home to the rich or the poor. You either can afford to live here, or you need affordable housing provided for you. There's no welcome wagon for the people who fall in between. Those who happen to already live here are quickly on their way out once their kids have finished with the public school system. There's no incentive to stay and improve our community. Many people just can't afford the taxes and move on. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
Hi, I'm Jay Parker. I'm the broker in charge at Weaver Street Realty in the heart of downtown Carrboro. As a company, we're involved in a wide range of things, and I personally am involved in several myself, being the chair of the PTA Thrift Shop Board of Directors, which is involved in a very big project in Carrboro, developing the existing store. I'm also on a board of a nonprofit karate studio that's connected with the juvenile justice system. It's important as a member of a community to really find ways to plug into the community in positive and beneficial ways.
The main part of your job, it would seem to me, is involved with dealing with people.
Yes, that's very much my perspective.
And you love people.
I do like people. I very much like conversation, sharing interests, finding out what other people really are into, just sort of plug into what makes them tick. I've always found that interesting. Back when I swung a hammer on a framing crew in Atlanta, I really liked finding out what was going on with these people I worked with, many of whom had backgrounds as different from mine as you could imagine.
Jay Parker works with a diverse group of people now at Weaver Street Realty.
We have all been in this community for a long time, and so we really do have a connection to the way things have grown here. You know, I remember when there were zero stoplights on the Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard my freshman year in college. You could drive from Duke to UNC and not stop a single time. We're really plugged into the communities we live in. We're plugged into the community that we work in. All of us have been involved in a lot of things that sort of take us outside ourselves. Everybody in our company is very generous with their time and spirit and expertise. You can learn more about Weaver Street Realty by consulting weaverstreetrealty.com. We have a very vibrant website. Our phone number is 919-929-5658, and we are located in the slam middle of historic Carrboro at 116 East Main Street.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food like you'd make at home if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elmo's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Even high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Traffic's been moving along pretty smoothly. No major problems to report this morning. Rand Northam keeping a very close eye on it. If you spot anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and become a part of the process. You give us the word, we'll pass it along. You can become a WCHL road warrior. Now, your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Grumble Jewelers. If you need a new engagement ring or a custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grumble's is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier Phil Silva's Jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. 71 degrees, partly sunny today. Nice day, hot today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain with a low down to 55. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75. Tomorrow night, clear. We're getting all the way down to about 48 degrees tomorrow night. How about that? 751 WCHL. Please welcome to the show, Wayne Pond. Good morning, sir.
I'm going to go all sciencey on you this morning here, okay?
Good.
After that Nobel laureate's economic speech just a moment ago, I figured, what the heck.
All right.
Expertise out the window. Here we go. The word of the day is etiolate. Etiolate, sort of a strange word that, I don't know. First time I've run across it. How about you, Ron? You know this term?
Don't think I've ever heard it.
All your many years of study of the biological and horticultural sciences. Etiolate. Etio. There's the etio part. Late. Etiolate. To bleach and alter the natural development. For example, of a green plant by excluding sunlight. I figure we're headed that way toward as the seasons change. So this would make a good word of the day. Another definition here, to make pale, to deprive of natural vigor, to make feeble, to work for a radio station. Oh, no, wait, that isn't what.
You added that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I just threw that in just to tickle your fancy there, old boy.
All right.
Etiolate. Etiolate. There you go. There's your word of the day. It means basically to bleach, to take the green out of, or in a secondary fashion, to make pale. So maybe we're talking vampires.
Interesting word.
All right, pal. There you go. I hope you have a good day. Right. Be a good boy.
You too.
I'll try. Bye-bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, I'll give you the chance to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, if you can do all that. And if you're the first to do so, I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 97.9 FM and WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. And look who's here, Lauren Stafford.
Ta-da!
That's a beautiful scarf you have on today.
Thank you.
I like that.
You know, somebody I saw at an event the other day commented on how they loved all my hats. And I was very confused at first about that comment because I don't see them often.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they just like hearing about all the hats that you comment on me wearing all the time.
Oh, okay.
So you've started a trend where everybody kept asking me, are you really wearing a hat almost every other day?
Well, it's a great hat you got on today, too.
Thank you. And that's why I brought it up, fabulous hat collection.
I'm sure you did. You just wanted me to compliment your hat.
I think people have this vision of my house having like 100 hats in my bedroom or something.
That's what Mark tells me, that you had a whole closet full of stuff like that. So, hey.
Well, he would not be lying.
He uses a very small closet for his wardrobe, but that's another story.
All right, on to the clean jokes.
Yes, please.
All right. At school, little Johnny was told by a classmate that most adults are hiding at least one dark secret.
Really?
And that this makes it very easy to blackmail them.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to say is, I know the whole truth. Little Johnny decides to go home and give it a try.
Uh-huh.
He goes home, and as he's greeted by his mother at the door, he says to her, I know the whole truth.
Uh-oh.
His mother quickly hands him $20 and says, just don't tell your father. Quite pleased, the boy waits for his father to get home from work and greets him with, I know the whole truth. The father promptly hands him $40 and says, please don't say a word to your mother. Very pleased at this point, the boy is on his way to school the next day when he sees the mailman at his front door.
Uh-huh.
The boy greets him by saying, I know the whole truth. The mailman immediately drops the mail, opens his arms, and says, then come give your daddy a great big hug.
2 days in a row
with the mailman. Oh, I did not even even think
what
about that.
What in the world is going on here?
Oh my
Did that
gosh.
Joke come from Wiley, too?
You know what? This one, I'm not sure. This kind of was... I don't think it did, though.
Oh, boy. Can't blame that one on Wally Post.
Yeah, I cannot blame that one. That is kind of a strange coincidence. I promise I really did not even think about that.
We have a regular theme going here, I tell you. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And have a great day.
You too.
And by the way, I know the whole truth. Now give me your money.
I'm not giving you $40, Ron.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
1 week from today, John Green will be retiring from Owosso.
Well, I started with Owosso in 1981 and took a position as field engineer hired by Everett Billingsley, the executive director.
I remember him well. John Green is today's WCHL hometown hero. Since he came to Orange Water and Sewer Authority, he's moved right up through the ranks. You're the general manager of operations at Owosso now, right?
I am the general manager of operations now. That was the last promotion that I've had. I've been in that position about 15 years. I have responsibility for the water and wastewater plant, distribution collection team, the laboratory, the maintenance department, reclaimed water, and building maintenance.
John, 32 years with one company is a real rarity these days. Why has it been so good working in Owosso all this time?
I can remember coming for an interview, seeing the double-wide mobile homes that were being used as offices at the time, and being told by Everett that we'd be in a new building in 3 years. Little did I know it would take 10 years for that building to become a reality. Figured out, well, I've made it 10 years, well, why not 20? And before I knew it, 30 years had gone by. I've really enjoyed working for the community. I've had the pleasure of working for two excellent executive directors, several hundred dedicated and talented Owosso employees, and numerous involved and supportive board members.
What are you going to do now that you're retiring?
Well, of course, like many of us, I have the long list of jobs around the house that never seem to get done, so hopefully I'll have time to now remove a few of those from my list. I also have three grandchildren I hope to spend some more time with.
Over the years, especially back in the early days, John Green and I had a lot of fun together.
I think you came here in the late 70s.
1977.
It's been a long time from hearing about the Orange Water and Shortage Authority.
Thank you very much. I created that.
And the passing back and forth of Herman the Frog.
Yep.
I think we named a road after you called Ron Sutz Drive out there off of 54.
Yeah, it was the road to the sludge dump. When he retires on September 20th, John Green hopes to spend some time taking it easy. And did you know he's also a philosopher?
And everyone around here knows that I really like to spend time at the coast. So to steal a couple lines from a Zac Brown song, I hope to let the ocean be my medication and my only worry be whether the tide is going to reach my chair.
That's a great goal to have. I wish you well.
Well, thank you.
32 years on the job at Owosso, and he's earned retirement. John Green, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
College football season is here, and ChapelBurrow.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week, you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games, with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities, including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit ChapelBurrow.com/huddle up.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 71 degrees. Listen up, this is going to get interesting. Nice day today, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, 20% chance of rain, low 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 75. And then tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.